This is KUNM, I'm Kaveh Movahed. New Mexico has failed to provide schooling that's culturally appropriate and sufficient for many students of color. That's according to a landmark education ruling last year. Now, school board elections are approaching for the state's largest district. Anti-racist community organizers invited APS board candidates to a public forum last week and questioned them on their understanding of systemic racism in schools and what they hope to do about it. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more.
The event at a community center in the South Valley was set up like the opposite of a school board meeting. Instead of officials presiding from an elevated table up front, the candidates were sat in a circle in the middle of the room with students and parents surrounding on all sides.
This is people power at its best when families and communities influence change.
That's Kieran Katira. She opened with a brief history of Families United for Education, or FUE, which held its first school board candidate forum in 2009. Then Emma Jones, a longtime education advocate, told the candidates about her experience with racism at Albuquerque High School when she was a homeless student there years ago.
And I wasn't sure if I was going to stay in school. It was already really hard. I had lots of absences. And I was advised by my academic advisor that just to, like, not try. He said, the students that are like you are often not going to go to college. These kinds of experiences make young people feel like they're not welcome, and they make us feel like we shouldn't be there.
In response to Jones' story, the candidates were asked, if elected, what they would do to make sure students' cultures and histories are reflected throughout their education. First up was Lori Harris. She's a recently retired educator vying for the seat in District 2, which includes Volcano Vista and Cibola High Schools.
Being a math teacher, technology teacher, I've kind of been out of the loop of that, but I've seen a lot of programs go on, but finding them and affording them have been the problem.
Peggy Miller-Aragon, who's held the District 2 seat since 2015, said it's important to listen to kids and parents about what they need.
The other thing that we must do is figure out how we can get the perception about children of color to be a positive. Our culture as a Hispanic woman is just so rich, and we just need all of the adults to look and believe in that.
Miller-Aragon left the forum abruptly during the first hour after some pointed questions from a parent. Yolanda Montoya-Cordova represents the South Valley. She was appointed to the District 1 seat in 2017. She said interaction with families is key to ensuring that students' histories and cultures are at the center of their education.
I love our community schools when the adults, the grandparents, you know, that generational learning is invited into a school campus, and you have this opportunity to have everybody in this community embrace that culture, that history that's unique to that community where those children are growing up.
Montoya Cordova's challenger, Madeline Jones, was absent from the event. Barb Peterson currently represents District 4, that's Highland High School and its feeder schools. She said APS should bring back home visiting for young students and give teachers more time to plan and reflect when implementing ethnic studies.
There are in APS some master ethnic studies teachers. What we need is to make sure we facilitate their ability to collaborate, to spread, but also that internal look at how are we teaching.
Also running in Southeast Albuquerque is Verland Coker. He said representation, like in ethnic studies curriculum, is a start. But he said much bigger changes are needed in a system that wasn't designed to value the things that Native American students or other students of color bring to the classroom.
And that's one of the core issues that we have for making education as inclusive as possible. It's something that has to be done from a policy perspective in terms of looking at the standards and how they themselves can be racist, and how they themselves can be exclusionary.
The third candidate for District 4, Laura Carlson, was a no-show. Election Day is November 5th. The Bernalillo County Clerk's Office will kick it off by mailing out absentee ballots this week. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
Find more info about the school board candidates at KUNM.org. Support for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and from KUNM listeners like you.